brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yeah, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2:45.
Oh, not today. Today, every hour on the hour.
Yeah, we're the best on for 2022 because yes. It's the best of the year show. So.
Yep.
So this is the one time we actually get to be good. So, can't complain.
The best of the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're going to edge out speed knitting this year.
Well, you know, you can hope. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It is a pleasure to be in the basement today.
And Made Man Maury.
Tickled to be here.
I'm not tickling you. I told you. You can keep asking. I like you as a friend. A friend. Oh. Not the other way.
Got it.
I have no problem with that. Do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home, but it's just not me. Okay, sorry. Besides, he's too hairy. Good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Love the peat logs in the fireplace. Feels like the holidays.
Doesn't it give it a nice glow? So, you know.
A nice toasty aroma.
When I was on Iowa, they had the fireplace going, and I looked down, and they had peat logs. And I'm
yeah.
like, and I was like, you're actually burning peat in the fireplace? And they go, oh yeah, like it's no big deal because they do it every day. And I'm like, the stupid American going, could I put one on? And I go, sure, go ahead, throw one on. I'm like, oh, it felt awesome. And good old boy, our meat.
You know, I wanted to say I'm not worthy to be here today, but I feel worthy. I think I earned this. This is a good day.
I don't know. Pick that hammer up off the floor. Nope, not worthy still. Okay, so our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else that you can sip. And today's episode is our best of the year episode, so we always look forward to that one. And here's some of the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So for our best of the year pick for Brent, he has the King of Kentucky, Kentucky Straight Bourbon. For Justin, he has the Glendronach Cask Strength, batch number 10. Harm has the Balvenie 40. Maury has the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2022 release. And for me, I've got the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull. Oh, no, sorry.
Good choice. Yeah, excellent choice.
The Aaron 18. So let's have, we're not actually doing sips ratings because we've already rated all these. So.
They're all fives.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So there's not really a sips rating to do. Do you want to have Justin just still do one and see what kind of stupid accident he come up with?
Oh, or yes. Just let's do it. Number five.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do a five.
Already want to punish people.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
See, you have to make it through this to listen to the rest of the show.
Exactly. There's a price to pay for everything in life.
Oh, my God. I was unaware anything could be this good.
What was that?
Valley Girl.
I was thinking Valley Girl crossed with Robin Leach.
I like it.
No, Robin Leach is different. Robin Leach is more, welcome to the lifestyles of the poor and nameless. You know, I mean, that's more Robin Leach. That sounded weird. Okay. Go ahead. Do one more. Pick something else.
Okay. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Well, isn't that nice?
That one was much better. That one's much better. I don't know about you guys, but I'm willing to pay a price to get to where we need to go, but not that much. So let's just, two is more than I can take as it is. So let's move on. Let's move on.
The show's already falling apart. The sound effect didn't even match the rating.
I know. I did that on purpose. You're the only one that picked up on that.
He is worthy to be here today.
He still couldn't pick the hammer up.
Well, no. True.
All right. So let's have Brent tell us what was his pick of 2022 for best whiskey of the year.
It was a tough choice. We had a lot of good whiskeys this year, but I chose the King of Kentucky 2022 release. It's aged 15 years. It's 65.3% AB alcohol by volume. It's 130.6 proof. Woo! 79% corn, 11% rye, 10% malted barley. Yeah, it's up there. And it's 3,500 bottles. King of Kentucky was established in 1881 as a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Brown-Forman acquired the brand in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers, and by 1940 converted it to a blended whiskey until it's discontinued in 1968. In 2018, Brown-Forman revived the label. King of Kentucky is its annual release of a single barrel inventory featuring a barrel strength, minimally filtered proof presentation, with each release and every barrel being unique. For this year's release, they are releasing two different expressions of the King of Kentucky, a 15-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon and an 18-year-old Kentucky straight bourbon. The 15-year-old will be released mainly in Kentucky with limited distribution in Ohio and Illinois. The 18-year is a Kentucky-only release. The color of this, nice, deep, dark copper penny. This is a...
That's a penny from the 50s right
yeah,
there.
This is a, yeah, this is an old penny. You know, on the nose, man, you get this... It's like a crystallized sugar. You get some oak. You get a honey. You get some dried fruit on there. A little bit of tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful nose.
What is that fruit, though? That's so great.
It's almost like a dried cherry, like a...
It's like the fruitcake came in.
Yeah, it's like it's condensed fruitcake.
It's beautiful.
Like if you took fruitcake and squished it down and pulled the essence out of it.
And there's chocolate and tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the palate, the first thing is this takes your breath away. I mean, it's just it takes your breath away. It coats your entire.
But not because it's
not
hot.
Not because it's hot.
No, not because of that. But it just coats your entire mouth. Your entire mouth is just beautiful coating all around. Mm-hmm. You get this little tingling. You get that oak. You get those fruits. You get that honey and that crystallized sugar. And the finish doesn't stop. This is one of those ones when you just take it, it just hugs you. This is the true Kentucky hug here. This one doesn't let you go. This keeps you around forever and ever and ever and ever. Doesn't stop.
No, it's been
It's been 20 minutes. I'm still tasting it.
There's nothing wrong with this bourbon.
You know what's wrong with it?
One thing.
There's only one thing. Yeah, it's gone. That's what's wrong.
Unobtainable.
With it.
Unattainable. That's the biggest problem.
There's nothing available.
Limited availability.
We doled out our little tiny bit of the last sample around the table. Oh my God, it's gone.
The amazing thing is since they've reintroduced this brand, every year that we've tried it has been as good, if not better, than the year before.
It's a knockout. It's just
one where you went, yeah, that's good, but you know, it's not as good as, you know, like last year was much better, you know, like every year.
Right. You'd have a hard time saying, oh, this one's better than this one or this one. They're all so amazing.
I think that speaks to the depth of their inventory of barrels that they have to choose from, that they consistently are able to come up with an amazing barrel every year.
Yeah. I was actually going to make that same point.
Yeah. They've got so many whiskeys and then they can come up with this every time because Brown-Forman is the largest producer of whiskey in the world.
Mm-hmm. They make like what, more than half the whiskey in the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they make more Jack Daniels than all the whiskey in Kentucky combined. So that gives you an idea. So
yeah, that's one skew.
Yeah.
Like many, many more.
That's only one of their brands.
but the fact that they're able to make something that earth-shatteringly good
year after year
and it makes me all it does is it makes me think before they brought this Heritage label back what were they doing with this? Because obviously, it's not like they snapped their fingers and they had 15, 18-year-old inventory that just, okay, it's ready for... So they've had...
Were they blending it back with other
they've
things?
Had some of this. They the barrels to, that are going to this, something. They yeah. had barrels like this 10, 12 years ago. Where was that going? Because that's what I want.
That's a like, great point.
Like... Were you putting that in like some off label that I'm unaware of? Because, man, I'm going to start looking for those.
If I'm the master distiller, that's my shift drink. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm
behind the desk.
And you know, it's their company. It's a family owned company. But maybe Campbell Brown just pulled those out and said, you know, just roll those suckers in the truck and take those back to the house. You know, I mean, and if he did,
all right.
God bless him.
Yeah.
You know, because I do the same thing. It's like, this one I'm keeping.
But they did 3,500 bottles. So this is the bigger production for them? This more than last year?
I think this is about what they did last year. Like the first one was like 1,200 or 1,500 bottles, you know.
Maybe the wife
after
said
that first year, it's increased, but it hasn't increased.
Yeah.
Year over year into a large amount. It seems like it's about that much every year, you know, so they only have so much of this and they're not being crazy and diluting it down. So, you know, thank God for that. You know, because protect this label.
Was all at the Brown-Forman mansion and the wife said, you've got to get some of this liquor out of the house. It's like, God, I'll sell it. Okay.
You know, what gets me is that you always have these people that are sitting outside for some of these other releases. You never hear about it for this release.
Well, so few of these. These never, really?
They mostly go to bars.
My guess is in, especially with the 18 Kentucky release, I'd be willing to bet 90% of that probably went to bars because they need it. I mean, if people go on vacation and you go to Bourbon Country, you want to go into one of these restaurants or bars and try this stuff. So,
you want to be able to experience it.
Yeah. And I get it. I'm totally down with it. I'm fine with that because they do need to have these on the shelf for the people when they come.
Exposed to it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why people go to Kentucky. They want that extra experience.
Yeah. And I get it. And I'm totally down with it. And that's fine. You know, so they're doing that. But I mean, you know, the 15's, you know, making it out a little bit here and there. But even that, I'm pretty sure if you're a store and you got that, you got one bottle. So, well, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and this is the Best of 2022 show. So Brent was just telling us about his pick of the best whiskey for 22, which was the King of Kentucky 2022 release. So what'd you have for your best new product?
The best new product of 2022, I had Lucky 7, the proprietor single barrel 14-year, barrel number 28.
I am very aroused.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, just hand that down.
We had this bring that over here.
Yeah, that
we
one.
Had, I, we had this. We had I the whole had lineup for a today. Show. And as we went through the years, everyone was... First off, I think we started with a 6-year, and that was amazing. And then everyone we went beyond that was like, whoa, wow, what am I tasting here? And it was just amazing. But yeah, the company was founded by college friends and movie bluffs, Michael Lahaley and John's pals.
I don't know how to say it.
And they named in honor of the infamous Lucky Stage 7 on the Warner Brothers lot. Each bottle also has a functional movie ticket front label, which you can peel back and scan the QR code to view a short film made to name each of their releases.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's another little thing that's just very interesting about it. You know, they just, it's a little like an added little bonus that you get. But overall, this one's a great, I mean, by far my best new product of the year. I mean, I just, and I know we did a we were lucky enough with the fine spirits to do a single barrel of this.
We did that for the Fort Lauderdale Whiskey Society.
Yes.
And fine spirits, yeah.
Yep.
That 14. Was barrel number 65, but you picked barrel number 28. I don't feel betrayed at all. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, actually, barrel 28 is actually better than the barrel I got.
Well, they're all amazing, though.
They are all amazing.
They are all amazing. It's one of those ones that, you know, when you see this on the shelf, you're going to have to pick it up.
Yeah. Well, anything that you see from Lucky 7, at least from all the stuff we've had, if you see Lucky 7, even if it's the one of the six-year offerings, buy it. Because we've tried pretty much all the releases over the last 12 or 18 months, and I don't think we've had anything lower than a 4.
No, not one.
No,
not
no.
a single one. So but they
almost everything we had was 5 from them.
But the other thing they've got going for them is the fact that they've got Ashley Barnes as their blender. So they've got pretty much the most talented blending team in the U.S., I think, who is helping them take the barrels they've got and put these out. And it shows. I mean, they have not had anything that's come out that has not been fantastic. So, and they're brand new kid on the block. And I remember not that long ago first reaching out to him saying, hey, we'd really be interested to have your stuff on the show because I've heard good stuff and I know who's, you know, helping you guys with the blendings on this. Could we get a sample? And that first batch that came absolutely blew our minds.
Yeah.
It is the by far for me, the best new product of the year, for hands down, the whole lineup.
And who is your pick for best distillery?
For best distillery, it's always tough. But I went with I went with one of the predominant ones. I went with Heaven Hill.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was mine.
Well, the nice thing about Heaven Hill is they always put out quality product at a reasonable price.
Reasonable prices and good volume. You can find their stuff pretty much everywhere. Except for
like, how many times have we said Elijah Craig Barrel Proof? I mean, you can't find a better bourbon than that for the money that you can find on a shelf.
And now they're doing store picks of that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
And they're good too.
My last Elijah Craig Barrel store pick was, they were still saying 94 proof was the max. Mm. But now it's barrel proof. You can get those. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about his best whiskey of 22.
So we're going to talk about Glendronach Cask Strength Batch 10. It's 58.6. So good. 58.6% alcohol by volume, or 117.2 proof, and I did not do the math. Glendronach was established by the founder, James Allardyce. And I'm sure I said that wrong.
Allardyce.
In 1826, as one of Scotland's earliest licensed distilleries, currently owned by Brown-Forman, this 10th edition of Cask Strength Expression was expertly crafted by master blender Rachel Berry.
She's amazing.
She is. From a marriage of...
My number one pick worldwide, best blender on planet Earth, I think.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah, she's done magic for the Brown-Forman.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this was done from a marriage of Pedro Jimenez and Oloroso sherry casks. The color on this is dark and inviting. On the nose, I get mocha, apricot, baked orange, roasted almonds, walnuts, raisins, on a base of aromatic toasted oak. On the palate...
Everything you said is right. What the hell? What's going on here? I wasn't expecting that from you.
Even a clock can be right twice a day if it's broken.
They're all there. All those notes are there. I mean, it's fantastic.
On the palate, you get like richly spiced fruitcake with nectarines, dark cherries, and raisins. And the finish is sweet and subtle. This punches far above its weight, which is why it was my favorite this year. We had this on the show with a lot of other much more expensive Glendronach products, and this one was as good as any of them.
Mm.
And you could get this one for about $100
more. Yeah, this is a value,
and you can get it.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's not you can get it for $100 if you're lucky. You can get it.
No, I agree. Yeah. I think it ticks a lot of boxes. It's available. It's delicious. It's I think a tremendous value in terms of what you're getting for your dollar, and it's a fantastically well-crafted whiskey. Good pick, Justin.
This is something I would normally pick, dude. This is the way I used to be, but I got spoiled during COVID.
Mm. This spoils me.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. I was pretty blown away.
Well, and that's the thing. We've had some that we picked. Well, remember when Highland Park first came out with Cast Strength? We all lost our minds. Like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. You can get it. It's fantastic.
It's $100.
And it's $100. You can actually afford it. You know?
Yeah.
This is like the next one. You know, it's the same thing. It's like that one. It's like you can't walk away from that one. It's so well done. So
if I had a bottle.
Do you put water in yours?
No.
No.
Yeah. If I had a bottle of scotch in my house, this might be one of them.
There you go.
If I had a bottle of scotch.
I think it could stand up to water.
He's still not purchased a bottle of scotch in his life.
I wonder what Johnny says.
It's a happy hour anytime.
That's what Johnny says. Okay. Well, what was your... Okay, so that was your best pick. So what's your best new product?
So my best new product of this year was Jack Daniel's Small Batch Coy Hill. They came out with a series of barrels. One of them is 76.6% alcohol by volume, which is an insane amount of alcohol, but there's a lot of flavor in this. It's not washed out. It's balanced. It's just hot, but it's designed to be hot.
Did you guys do that on the show? I missed it.
No,
we didn't do that one.
I just did this in my house.
Notice
and then I didn't go anywhere.
Notice he didn't bring it for us.
He didn't drive for a while.
Those bottles were hard to find. Very, very hard to find.
Yeah.
You had the Coy Hill too, Maury?
I have not.
What I will tell you is I reached out to Brown-Forman and very kindly asked him if we could get a sample of it for the show and was basically told there's almost no samples of this. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, I get it.
I had to go to Kentucky and luckily one of the establishments had it there and I was able to taste it. That's the only reason I was able to taste it.
So is it absolute jet fuel? Did you add water?
I did not add water. I did not add water. I savored it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of the few I've not had.
Well, what I can tell you is earlier this year, before my surgery, I went to Jack Daniel's and we went on Coy Hill and we drilled a barrel and drank from that. Yeah. So that's about as close as I'm getting to that release.
I think you win the whiskey.
Yeah. If you were not producing this show, I might meet you out back with a baseball bat.
You brought a bat to a gunfight.
Oh. He won't feel it because he just had some Coy Hill. It doesn't matter what you drink.
Yeah, I'm still drinking the Lucky 714. Yeah, go ahead and hit me. I don't care. If I had a bottle of Coy Hill, you could beat my rear end. I wouldn't
do anything. He's always bragging about that trip to Jack.
It was a fun trip.
Coy Hill from the barrel. I love it.
It did not stink. Mm. Well, I mean, it was just a barrel on Coy Hill. It wasn't like this is going into Coy Hill. It's just here's a barrel. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. That's as close as I got. You know, it could have been, a barrel that they went, that ain't going in that one. Yeah, it's like, grr. But it was pretty damn good. So, well, what's your pick for the best distillery 22?
Did you pick a best distillery?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
The best distillery of 2022 was Balvenie.
Oh, good choice.
They came out with some blended products this year. The 40, the 25-year, even their basic offerings.
They're single malts.
Yeah, they're not blended. Yeah, no.
The multi-barrels,
but yeah, single malt.
Yeah, they're single malts.
Just blew me away this year. I mean, it's good every year, but this year they killed it.
Yep. That 25 was stunning. The 40 was just ethereal. I still dream about it.
Yeah.
And the 30... they sent me literally that much and I had to do a Zoom.
How was that?
I did a Zoom thing with one of their national ambassadors. So, I mean, there was, half an inch in a tiny little bottle. So,
well, how was it?
It was just as good as the other two.
Awesome.
You know what? I had the 30,
the 25 and the 40, I thought were better than the 30.
Interesting.
I thought both of them, it was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It certainly belonged on the shelf with those three, but I don't want to say it was the weakest of the three, but it was
the weakest. Dude,
look, it was the weakest of the three and it was still a five.
The very first private whiskey dinner I threw was maybe 20 years ago at a local restaurant and we did the Balvenie 25-30. And
it was McDonald's. Don't call it a restaurant.
Okay, well. We were drinking behind casual. McDonald's.
Yeah. You were drinking behind a McDonald's out of a brown paper bag, 30, but you were drinking good stuff.
The 30 has always been the odd one out. It's was the most expensive back in the day.
I've had it one other time, and you're absolutely right. It always seemed to be the odd one. Now, don't get me wrong. If a case of it appeared on my doorstep, I'd be ecstatic because it's fantastic. But of those three, when you look at them, it's only 5 years older than the 25. Mm-hmm. And it's just 10 under the other one. I mean, they should all be kind of similar, you know. I mean, there should be a progression, but it definitely is you know, it's the weakest of the three links out of links that are all 5+. See,
what happened with Balvini is they stopped doing these single barrel products. It was too much variation. Yeah. We used to get some 25 that was stunning, and then the next week you'd get a 25 that was nothing. I mean, it happens to other single barrel products.
I totally get that, and I think they made the right choice. It, you know, blend those barrels and come up with an expression that you can, you know, put your name on and be proud of, as opposed to just individually selecting barrels. Because you get it's like Blanton's, you know, is you know, everybody in the bourbon world screaming they want
a
Blanton's.
I just had a bottle of Blanton's that
it's great bourbon, but once in a while you'll get one that's not that great because it's a single barrel. You know, I mean, it's you get a lot of variations. So.
And then we had that private pick from Stash.
Yeah,
made me want to go to church and confess my sins.
And that was a COVID pick, meaning they didn't even get samples. They basically said, you know, they were a lot of the distilleries.
Brent Elliott did it, right?
A lot of the distilleries. No, not Brent. A lot of the distilleries were trying to help bars from going under during COVID. So they were giving them barrel picks that they could sell to make money to help pay for the, you know, keep their staff fed. And this was one. Do you want a Blanton's? Yes. Okay. It's on its way in 6 weeks. I mean, they didn't even pick from a group of samples.
But the master distiller did. Harlan Wheatley did.
That was one of the better Blantons I've ever had. That one was stunning.
But there shouldn't be so much variation.
Exactly. I'm glad they did that. Yeah. So that being said, I'd like to be on the panel that gets to pick the barrels for it. So, all right. So let's move on to our next person for best of the year. And we're going to have Harm tell us what his pick for best of 2022.
So you see, I was working hard for the segue. We're doing.
You have a segue? I thought you came here in a car.
Instead of doing single barrel products, we're doing. Let's do multiple barrels to make something that's just stunning and beyond belief, and let's keep doing it every year after year. So my pick of the year is the Balvini 40-year-old.
That was an easy pick.
48.5% ABV, 92 proof, aged 40 years, cast strength, natural color. I believe this is the current release is a blend of two barrels, and that's it. And I think there's maybe 600 bottles for the world.
I only had, when we did this review earlier, I only had one word for it. Wow.
Yeah.
That was all I had.
You just kept saying, wow.
Like, even Brent went, I would like a bottle of this.
Like, Has he bought one yet?
Wow. No. But that was your initial pick that you changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can stick with it.
I'm sticking with it, too.
Okay, stick with it, then.
So
that's fine.
When I got to the studio here, Bob told me 4 out of 5 of us picked this as the best whiskey of the year, but we couldn't have samples of that.
Well, when we do best of the year, I mean, we don't get, you know, we don't get full 750s of everything, especially the more expensive stuff, and totally understand that, you know. I mean, I'd rather have 750s, but, you know.
You don't send a 750 milliliter bottle.
You know, when a bottle's $7,000, I totally understand.
It's $8,000, by the way.
Yeah, I understand you're not sending me a 750. Aww. You don't like us that much. I don't like us that much. And if I had a 750, I'd hoard it like Gollum, and I wouldn't share it with any of you guys. But I understand that. So some of these, we get very limited samples. So I go, what's your best of the year? Give me three picks for the best of the year so I can go through what we've done, what we have in the box in the back, and see what we still have. And four out of five of us, our top three picks for best of the year were the Balvini 40.
I was able to score a sample.
Because we drank all of the first one.
It was very small, and
we drank all of it.
I want to thank Ahmed Leva from Brown-Forman, and Balvini.
Yeah.
God, I've been drinking.
Since yesterday.
Yeah. I was at Art Basel.
Since 1974.
Well, actually, it would be 1973 if you counted the consumption by his mom in the womb. Right,
there you go. No. Yeah. Well, that's why he's this way.
That's exactly. So anyway, I want to thank Almond Label for sending me a sample. But I did have to buy some Balvenie 40 for the store. So because after we tasted it, I had to have this. And I don't buy whiskey that retails for $8,000 every day.
No.
But yeah, we have.
You're pitching to a very limited audience. And whoever comes in and buys that, you need to tell them the rule is whenever you buy anything over a couple of thousand bucks, you have to open it and share it.
You have to open it and share. I want to make sure you're not flipping that bottle. Right. Yeah. Come on. No bottle flippers here. So the color is just intense mahogany, gorgeous. And on the nose, it's just over the top stunning. I mean, orange marmalade, toast points, creamy fruit. There's loads of honey, vanilla, and the oak is just a hint of toasted oak. It kind of reminds me of the oak that's in that King of Kentucky, but a little deeper and richer. If you could even be that way. I don't understand how they go this way. But like I said, there's like a few hundred bottles of this, not 3,500 bottles of this.
Yeah.
The entire world.
Yeah, we are talking a rare bird there, and we were very fortunate to get samples of it. And thank you so much for sending them, because I mean, I've never hid the fact that when it comes to single malt, I'm a huge Balvenie guy. I've never had anything that they've put out that didn't just sing on my palate.
I've had a couple Balvenies that didn't hit the right note. This one is it.
Dude. And everybody has certain products that just are their thing. They're Jack guys. I get it, and that's how I am with Balvenie. And this one, out of all that I've had, this is just, it blows them all.
I don't know if the show we reviewed this whiskey for another show, but I don't know if it's actually going to come out before this one or not. But orange blossom, candied ginger, honey. Just, it coats your mouth. It stays in your palate. If anybody's had like really high end cognac and where you can taste it like 20, 30 minutes after you've had the first sip.
Yeah, this one goes forever.
This is just like that.
It doesn't leave your mouth for a day.
Stays forever. The finish is long and warm, and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah. I can't either. Wow. Unfortunately, can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's like most things in life. The things I really want, I can't afford.
I mean, I had to beg for the sample I got to retaste this for the show. Because it's not like I'm going to open an $8,000 bottle and bring it here to share with you guys. I mean, I love you guys. You guys are great. But I don't love you that much.
Man, we don't love you either. We'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we've got Harm. He was just telling us about his best pick of the year being the Balvenie 40, which, of course.
Yeah.
That's one of the best of the year. We got Brent going, God, I wish I had the money to buy one of those.
Yeah, but Brent still has not purchased a bottle of scotch in his life, but if he could,
If he hit that Powerball, that $1.2 billion
Powerball, might buy the scotch,
he might
Brent?
Order a case
would
of this.
Would you buy this bottle of scotch, Brent?
If I had the money, I would buy that bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your pick for Harm for best new product of 2022?
So my best product for 2022 is something we didn't do on the show, but I did bring you a whole bottle to share with you guys. I brought a 750 one. This is the Boss Hog number 9. It's Whistle Pig, Boss Hog number 9, called Siren Song. It's a single barrel product, barrel strength. It's bottled at 102 to 106 proof. There's several barrels out there. It's a rye whiskey, double finished in barrels belonging to to a Greek fig nectar, and in scratch tintura, which is a type of orange liqueur made in Greece. The cask finish for this particular edition were crafted by Whistle Pig whiskey makers Liz Rhodes and Megan Ireland. The wig, they turned this, they did 9 muses for this. There's, even though it's one release, there's 9 bottle toppers, just like the Blanton things, and people are collecting those.
Oh, gosh.
So the color on this is a burnt amber. The nose is over the top nutmeg and clove. And we need to move on to other shows. So we didn't do this on the radio.
Christmas in a bottle.
Christmas in a bottle.
Yep.
Yep. That's the way to describe it.
And what's your pick for best distillery of the year?
You know, it's between Balvenie and Arran. And since he picked Balvenie, I'll pick Arran. Everything from them this year has been great.
Yeah, everything we had from them this year has been fantastic. They're killing it. And I mean, they've been around for a while, but they're not this heritage distillery from the, you know, like 1800s.
No, they're 95.
Yeah.
They opened in 95.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're making amazing product right off the bat. So, you know, good for them. So let's go on to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about his pick for best of the year.
Thank you, Bob. So after a lot of deliberation, as you mentioned, there were really a limited number of products that we all were practically fighting over for best pick. So I've arrived at the Four Roses 2022 limited edition small batch, coming in at 54.5% ABV or 109 proof. It is non-chill filtered and 14,100 bottles were produced. This year's Four Roses limited edition small batch is made from a blend of 4 different hand-selected batches of bourbon. It's made of OESF 14-year-old, OESV 14, OESK 15-year, and OBSV 20-year-old. Another amazing perennial favorite. The color is just this gorgeous burnt copper with a hint of mahogany in the highlights. On the nose, there's just a ton going on. From brown sugar to deep dark oak, dark cherries, hint of raspberry.
Getting almost sandalwood.
Maple. Yeah, maybe that oak is transforming. There's definitely a lot of wood.
Well, it's had to breathe, time to breathe
in the glass. Tones going on, yeah. It's definitely breathing in the glass. On the palate, just vanilla, creamy, mouth coating. I love the viscosity. There's tons of baking spice and clove and allspice and cinnamon. Again, a little bit more of the seasoned oak. And then the finish just goes on and on and on and on. Again, I hate picking ones. Unfortunately, they're so difficult to get.
This you one don't. Is, you're the first guy to do that.
Yes, exactly. Show. Yeah.
Who's this? This is another perennial favorite.
You made
favorite.
Me do this with the damn Balvenie. I didn't used to do that.
It's a perennial favorite of mine. If you can find it, I don't hesitate to buy it. I don't know what the secondary pricing will be like. But again, hopefully in some of the nicer upscale bars where they're having much more availability, this is something that should be obtainable at a very nice whiskey and bourbon bar. Justin, what do you think of it?
I agree with Maury. This is something you should go out and buy a shot of. And every year is really different.
Right.
And this year, it's not like 2021. It's not like 2020. So buy the shot first, then see if you want to invest in the bottle. None of them are bad. And this one was very
good. Never had a bad
one. And if you buy a bottle and you don't like it, you can please send an email to info@sipsudsandsmokes.com and we will happily send you a prepaid box for you to dispose of that properly to our address.
Right. Protect your investment. Mm-hmm. We drink it for you.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And again,
good pick.
You're not finding it on every shelf of every store, but I mean,
you'll find it in bars.
It's 14,000 bottles. So, I mean, it's a significantly large release. And that's enough to where, again, if you're taking that trip to do the bourbon trail and you go to one of the many fine restaurants or many fine bourbon bars in and around Louisville, Lexington, Bardstown, anywhere on the Bourbon Trail.
You don't have to go that far. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it close to home here.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, if you go any of those places, you're going to find this there. And if you go into wherever you live, if there's a fairly well-stocked sort of high-end whiskey bar, there's a good chance they'll have this on there because there is enough to go around to get into places like that.
Right.
So maybe you won't be able to track one down yourself, but you absolutely can try this. And again, like Jen just said, every year it's different.
I was lucky enough to do a flight and 2016 through 20.
Doesn't disappoint. It's just consistently excellent.
Yeah. It's always good. They're always different. They do magic.
And this one's got just a little bit of that older funk to it that I just so...
I heard...
I think it's that 20-year.
Some people are saying that it was too old because of the 20-year-old. I've
seen a couple of people on the internet.
Those people are damaged.
You know, this is really writers good. Going, oh, no, this is too old. I'm like, you are out of your damn mind. So
again, for disposal info at sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Tell you what, if you don't like the sample they kindly sent you, the media sample, then take what's left of that and put it in an envelope and ship it to us, and we will get rid of that for you. So. All right. So, what's your pick for best distillery?
Well, another perennial favorite, the Buffalo Trace Distillery, consistently excellent. Of course, the Antique Collection never disappoints. We just did the fall release show not too long ago. Some of our annual favorites, including the William LaRue Weller, the Thomas Handy, the George T. Stagg, Sazerac 18, Eagle Rare 17. I mean,
well, the nice thing about BTAC is again, it's like the thing with the Balvenie 40. You go, well, you know, the 30's the weak link. But you'd still take a truck of it, right? Same thing with the Buffalo Trace Antique. Every year they're different. And you go, okay, well, Stag this year was good, and this one was a little bit less.
The Eagle Rare was
good. This year, this one was good, and this one was a little less. But if I told you I had a 3-pack box of the one you thought was a little less, you'd be tap dancing across the floor right now, happy that you had it.
That's exactly right.
They have such people are tap dancing just because they can get a bottle of Buffalo Trace or Eagle Rare.
Yeah,
you're
splitting hairs with certain things like that.
Yeah, stuff they used to collect dust on the shelf has become unobtainable. I mean, Blanton's has become almost impossible to get. It goes as fast as it comes in.
And that's the problem with the single barrel problems. I've had some really bad ones lately.
Yeah, what's I can't say that I've guys? Had the bad ones, but the single barrel product, there's definitely going to be some variation from bottle to bottle and batch and barrel to barrel. But the point is, they've got a tremendous depth of
portfolio. Not saying you didn't pick a nice distillery.
We've got the Elmer T. Lee, you've got Blanton's, you've got BTAC, you've got Buffalo Trace.
I mean, they've won
Last Drop.
They've won every award known to man how many times? Yeah, I mean, there's not a bad product that comes out of there. So the
Harlan Wheatley pick that we got down here for Blanton's, like I said, I wanted to go to church and confess my sins.
Exactly.
They know how to make whiskey.
Yeah. And some of his experimental stuff has been just off the chain. Some of the ones he's done, the experimental ones, have been just so interesting. I'm still dreaming of that Mongolian oak one.
We never got a bottle.
We were in Kentucky on a media trip, me and Brent, and we went to the distillery and they pulled that one out. So we got to try it. And all I remember is thinking, I don't know if I'd buy a bottle of this, but this is the craziest thing I've ever tasted.
Trees in Mongolia?
Every time I've seen a picture of Mongolia, there's a tree within a thousand miles.
Yeah, there's no trees.
You know, but again, that's Harlan. He's always thinking outside of the box. So that's why they're a great distillery. So, you know,
they were blocking the view of Tibet. Yeah. So they took care of it for you.
Exactly. So, all right. So let's go on and we're going to my best pick of the year. So,
very good one.
So my pick of the year is from Aaron. It's the Aaron 18 Years Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. 46% ABV, 92 proof, non-chill filtered, natural color. This is matured exclusively in ex-sherry butts, and it is as dark as Satan's heart. I mean, it the color on this, and if I took, you know, if I just handed it to you, you would think, oh, they used a lot of E150A on that one. That one's dark as heck.
No, this is all natural.
This is 100% natural coloring. It is dark, dark, dark. And it's just, just stewed fruit. A little bit of caramel on the nose. Some toasted oak. A little bit of a floral note on the tip of the nose. I mean, it's just such a pretty, pretty whiskey. And on the palate,
What is that flower? Is that gardenia? What is that?
I can't place the flower, but you get it, right? Just that little bit of perfumey flower, like right in the very tip of your nose.
And there's earthiness, like violets.
Yep.
Yeah, but you get a lot of... You get a lot of plums and raisins.
The thing about this one is that's what you're smelling and tasting now. Now leave.
It's going to change
and come back in 20 minutes, and it's entirely different. There are so many layers to this onion. On the palate, it's just
onions.
It's dark chocolate. It's some really nice some orange flavor there, like not a mandarin, but
it's tropical too. It goes. Yeah.
And it's got baked fruit and peaches, tropical fruit. There's a touch of pineapple in there. And that chocolate note turns into...
The pineapple is surprising, but it's there.
Yeah, the dark chocolate for me, it turns into an just almost to the edge of burnt toffee on the back palate. There's a little bit of a nuttiness to it. It's just so elegant and so well done. And again, I was lucky that I got to pick some barrels from Aaron through the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society several years ago for the Outrun. I was a friend of mine owned the franchise here and let me sit on the tasting panel from time to time. So I picked some single barrels. I knew what they were capable of, but the current releases, what they're coming out with now with the new bottling and all of that are just absolutely fantastic.
I freaking love what these guys are doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so well done. I mean, this one, I could drink this one all day long. It's just perfect. There's not a thing I'd change other than I wish I had a case. Mm.
So this is why I picked them as my best distillery.
Yeah.
Of the year. These guys, that's not a bad thing these guys do.
But there were so many good ones that we had this year. I mean, this one I picked because I picked this one because it was so great. And because it is something you can get your hands on. Now, if you go to the ones that you can't really get your hands on or you can't really afford, I mean, just for honorable mentions, I had the Last Drop 1977 Glenturret that we were lucky enough to try. I mean, just life-alteringly good. And then from Gordon and McPhail, we did the 1952 Platinum Jubilee Glen Grant.
Yeah, I missed that show. Thanks. Thanks for rubbing that in my face on that one.
That one was just, I mean...
We enjoyed it for
it's
you.
It's a 70-year-old. Yeah. I mean, it's a Glen Grant, which is always a fantastic pour, but it was a 70-year-old Glen Grant. I mean, how can you go wrong? And then the other one that I picked, it was, it was an honorable mention for me, was the Ardbeg Trayvon, but I didn't want to pick it because I think I picked Trayvon last year and the year before, and I didn't want to do it 3 years in a row because it just sounds
They've
like a pandering.
They've had three really great releases. Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of Ardbeg. The Trayvon every year has been great, and I've always enjoyed it. So, and then for best new product, I picked the Barrel Bourbon Gold Label. It's 56.77% AB, 113.54 proof.
Do we have any of that here?
Tiny little bit left.
Oh.
It's a blend of 16 and 17-year-old straight Kentucky bourbon, or straight bourbons from Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
Four different collections, cherry bomb barrels with rich mouthfeel, high proof. This just shows you the level of excellence which Joe Beatrice has achieved in his
how far they've come. Oh my God, from the first barrel bourbons to this is indescribable.
Yeah, I mean this
the
one
Gold
is,
Label series is expensive. They're not
and
but they're not $8,000
either.
They're under well under $1,000.
But I mean, lovely people, great product. This one, I think, for me, just sang to me. This one, I think, was the best thing that they've put out for me so far. And I think it's the best thing they put out this year. It's absolutely fantastic. But other honorable mentions.
I agree with you. I bought this too. This
was
amazing.
The Rossville Union barrel proof that we had.
Oh, yeah.
I think the best thing MGP has put out under their own labels so far. I mean, the barrel proof one was fantastic. We've had many that we went, that one was great. And then for best new product also, the Torveg, Auld Glen, which is a brand new distillery. We did that at the very beginning of the year. It's very young, but it shows a lot of promise. And I think it's going to be great.
Can't wait to taste their older stuff, man, when it comes around.
And then, if at that age and that new, they're turning out something that good, they're killing it. They're absolutely killing it. So, and then best distillery for me, no surprise, Glendronach. They didn't put out anything this year that for me wasn't a solid five. Everything that came out, all their cast select series, the cast strength 10, everything they had was fantastic. So that's our best of the year, folks. So that's what, all the time we have for
2022
today.
Was a good year.
Yeah, 2022 didn't stink.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial satellite radio and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and pretty much anywhere else you can listen to a podcast. So thank you, Brent, for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Maury.
Bob, another spectacular day in the basement. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Every year is a blessing. Glad to be here again.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. When we started this, you and I started this 7 years ago?
Going on eight, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think this would last. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, for Made Man Bob, we thank you for joining us and remind you that life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and thank goodness we don't have to do that today.
Never happened today, that's for sure.
Not a single thing.
I don't know which one to grab. That's my problem.
You still have some left?
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.